Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Swamp Thing has a humanoid mass of vegetable matter who fights to protect his swamp home, the environment, and humanity from supernatural or terrorist threats. The DC comic book character has been the subject of two movies, a television series, and a five-part animated series. Sioux Falls illustrator and graphic designer John Boylan has collected over 800 books, memorabilia, toys, and more, all dedicated to Swamp Thing. Is his collection the largest Swamp Thing collection in the world? Well, that's what he'll find out on Saturday when he attempts to set a Guinness World Record for largest Swamp Thing collection. The event takes place Saturday afternoon at the Sioux Falls Design Center. John Boylan joins us on the line. And John, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Oh, thank you so much, Carl.
When did your interest in Swamp Thing begin?
Well, I grew up watching the TV show and, of course, the movies, and I took a break from comic books for a little while through high school and college, and then when I got out, I started getting back into comics, and one of the highlights of Swamp Thing is writer Alan Moore's series, and I got really into it, and it kind of brought back the passion for the character and like the fun scenarios he gets into and everything.
What is different about Swamp Thing compared to other comic book heroes?
Well, he lives in almost a supernatural world. He controls all plant material, and plant material being everywhere, he can teleport from, you know, a piece of grass to a corn stalk in a field in seconds, and just living in that magical world and helping people and him kind of being the underdog and the one who kind of flies below the radar but is still appreciated and is still there for everybody.
For those who haven't seen the Swamp Thing comic books, what does he look like? What are the drawings like?
Well, he looks like a giant mass of moss, really, and he has flowers growing on him and vines, and he takes the form of a humanoid. He's 7 feet tall, or about 7 feet tall, and lumbering, but he's basically a walking vegetable.
Is he a friendly character?
He sure is. Like most comic characters, they've gone to the bad side through persuasion or what have you. But yeah, he's for the most part, he's a good guy. He defends the earth and he stands up for injustice. And
what's the history of the Swamp Thing character? How long has he been around?
Well, he started out in the 70s, where he was first introduced in House of Secrets number 92. He had a small cameo appearance in one of the short stories, and it was so popular that it evolved into his own series. And from there, it's gone on to hundreds of comic books, trade paperbacks. It evolved for quite a long time as a character.
Now, I mentioned that he's a DC character, one of the DC comic book characters. So does he interact with the other DC characters like Superman and Batman and the others?
He sure does. Yeah, he teams up with them quite a bit, and sometimes they'll come to their rescue. And when they can't solve a global problem, Swamp Thing's kind of their go-to guy sometimes.
Now, when we talk about DC Comics, for people that aren't familiar with the comic book world, what does that mean? A DC comic?
Well, DC Comics is a detective comics. In the two comic book worlds, largely it's Marvel Comics, which you have X-Men and the Avengers. And then in DC Comics, you have Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, Green Arrow, and the Justice League. It's I don't know, I guess when I think of DC Comics or the DC Comics world, I think of the traditional superheroes. It's about fighting crime and solving mysteries.
Now, are fans usually in different camps? You got your Marvel fans and your DC Comics. Do those two camps ever mix?
Well, yeah, I think they do. I know that I'm definitely a DC guy. I stick to DC for the most part. I really enjoy the stories, and it's also nice to be in the DC camp during a time when there's so many Marvel movies out right now. It's kind of nice to not have as much saturation in your favorite characters.
Now, Swamp Thing, you were talking a little bit about how your interest began. I'm wondering when exactly it became a point where you really started collecting things more than just the comic books.
Yeah, it was about a decade ago. Like I was, I said earlier with Alan Moore, he's such a wonderful writer, and his stories are so in-depth, and he really gets into the details to help recreate the character. And in the 80s, Swamp Thing was losing readership and fans, and he came in and revitalized the character, and he helped to explain how this character could have been created, and how this scientist, Alec Holland, could be deformed into this plant elemental, or this earth kind of deity.
So when did you start collecting Swamp Thing memorabilia?
So as I got into the Alan Moore series, I did a little further digging, and I found that there was just so many strange and fun and unique items that were marketed during the time that I was growing up, and then I never got to collect when I was a child. And so I perused the internet and did a whole bunch of research and found all these neat things like rubber stampers and pencil toppers and strange T-shirts and playing cards, and the amount of marketed materials that he has is just quite a few. And so I got drawn into that. I grew up collecting with toys, comic books, and as I got older, into records. And then now I've kind of gone back into comics and collectibles as well, and now focusing mainly on Swamp Thing.
Now, given that Swamp Thing isn't as popular or well-known as Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and those characters, are there, I don't know, maybe more unusual things related to Swamp Thing, more unusual memorabilia and toys that are just completely unique?
Yeah, I think for sure Batman and Superman, those items, the marketed items for them is across the board, from toothbrushes to sticker albums and whatnot. And I don't know if Swamp Thing necessarily went that far, but there are some strange things. Well, him being kind of a strange character to begin with, seeing his head, a little rubber head on the end of slippers, is definitely weird and a lot more strange than seeing Batman or Superman.
Are there certain things that you and other Swamp Thing fans and collectors have in common? I mean, is there a certain personality type?
You know, I'm not sure if there's a personality type, but I do know that since I've really dug in deep with collecting Swamp Thing, I've been in contact with other fans and collectors throughout the world, as well as some artists. For instance, Phil Hester, who's going to be at the Design Center this Saturday. But it's been really fantastic because it is such a small, focused group. And when we find each other, it's, you know, we become email pen pals, and we keep correspondence. And it's great. It's like a little unknown community, it feels like.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Sioux Falls illustrator and graphic designer John Boylan, who's collected over 800 books, memorabilia, toys, and more, all dedicated to the comic book character Swamp Thing. And then coming up on Saturday, he's attempting to set a Guinness World Record for largest Swamp Thing collection. That event takes place Saturday afternoon at the Sioux Falls Design Center. And John, when did you get the idea that you wanted to see if you could set a Guinness World Record with your collection?
Well, about 4 months ago, through corresponding with other fans and Swamp Thing friends, I looked up to find out who has the biggest collection, because a gentleman in Indiana has the largest Batman collection. Well, I couldn't find anything, and so I hopped on the Guinness World Records website, and I asked them, and there's no such record. And so I thought, heck, I might as well bring out the collection, put it on display, and have a go of it.
So what then is the process there? What happens for you to be, accredited as having the largest Swamp Thing collection?
Well, through a bunch of paperwork and planning, I also have to find certified witnesses. And by certified, they have to meet the approval of the Guinness World Records folks. And so I have to have my witnesses show up. They have to review every single piece in the entire collection, go through a little checklist, and then they have to fill out their own little stack of paperwork, reviewing the collection, any notes of the experience while reviewing. All of that is put together, along with photo evidence and video evidence and, like I said, the witness testimonials. And then that gets sent across the seas to Guinness, and then they review it, and then they get back to me regarding the record.
And how long does that process take? When would you find out if you do indeed have the largest Swamp Thing collection in the world?
About
3 to 4 weeks. Okay. Now, the event on Saturday afternoon, is anyone welcome to stop by the Sioux Falls Design Center?
Absolutely, and all ages. It's free to attend, and it's just going to be a great celebration of literature and art and just all things, I don't know, I guess goofy and collectible.
Now, for people who are unfamiliar with Swamp Thing, this character, is there a good way to be introduced to Swamp Thing? Maybe this event on Friday or Saturday is the best way, but beyond that, is like a certain book or comic book, or one of the movies to learn about Swamp Thing?
Well, the movies, that's debatable for sure, because it was they were kind of goofy, but the Alan Moore Swamp Thing run would probably be the best. I unfortunately don't recall exactly the number when it started at the moment, but his run is just fantastic. It's some of the best writing in comic books, and that would definitely be the jumping in point. And it is probably the highlight of the character's career to this day. The artwork was absolutely beautiful. The storytelling was wonderful.
And how long do you think you'll stay interested in Swamp Thing? And I mean, will you continue to collect these items?
Well, that is the plan, but I must say, after all this planning and preparation, it's just been nonstop for a few months of Swamp Thing, Swamp Thing, Swamp Thing. So I'm really hope I don't get burnt out after Saturday.
All right. Graphic designer and illustrator John Boylan attempts to set a Guinness World Record for the largest Swamp Thing collection. Takes place Saturday afternoon at the Sioux Falls Design Center. And John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you so much, Carl.